Good afternoon, Peterborough. It is 5:01 p.m. by the mark of the clock in Studio A, and it is gorgeous out right now. It is 16 degrees and sunny in Peterborough, Ontario, going down to 1 degree overnight to be a beautiful 20 degrees and sunny tomorrow. There is a yellow advisory for frost from Environment Canada. Temperatures are expected to fall to near or below freezing tonight, and there is possible damage for plants, trees, and crops. So if you have cold-sensitive plants in your garden or outside in pots, either bring them inside or take preventative measures to prevent frost damage. My name is Evan Robbins, Trent Radio's full-time broadcast journalist through the Local Journalism Initiative, and you are listening to Switchboard, the show which keeps you plugged in to all of the news and people of note in the place at the end of the rapids. We are broadcasting live through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF 92.7 FM in Peterborough, Ngozi-Wanong, and the surrounding area. And I don't have a guest for you this week. It is just me on the radio talking about the news. There's been a lot of news recently. If you haven't been keeping up, you can find all of the news Trent Radio reports on at news.trentradio.ca. Once again, that is news.trentradio.ca. You can find stories from me, from eventually my colleague Valentine is going to have Radio on the Go, which they are hosting for the duration of the summer, up on that website. And also from my editor, Eddie Sweeney, if and when he does some more news stuff. This week, what is on the top of the docket? Let's start with a story from this weekend. So after more than 2 years, almost three, Bonnerworth Park is open and being used. It opened in November of this year, but it opened a week after every other park in Peterborough had already closed, because the city closes parks in the first week of November because of winter weather. They'd want to avoid damage to the facilities and liability, I presume, for people using the facilities during the winter when they're not necessarily being maintained or being cleared of ice and snow and other precipitation. So because Bonnerworth Park had opened so late into the year last year, not a lot of people got the opportunity to try out the new facilities. Now, obviously, when I say Bonnerworth Park, you probably have an idea of what I mean by facilities. And yes, I am talking in part about the 14 pickleball courts that were put in there, despite, dare I say, some of the controversy that that inspired. But there are also a lot of other facilities there, not just the new paths and the new shade structures and renovations to the park in general that included sort of like planting new trees and excavating new earthworks to shelter the park a little bit more from the road. I'm of course talking about the new bike pump track and the expanded skating facilities for skateboarders in the skate park there, which, although they were, you know, being well used last year, have not had a full summer where people have been able to use them while the park has been officially, at least, open. Not that skaters are always ones to heed whether or not a park is officially open. But the park reopened on May 1st of this year, officially. It's been kind of like a point of focus of the city of Peterborough's Instagram in the last several weeks, I would say. And on Saturday, May 16th, the Peterborough Skateboard Coalition held a full day's worth of events at Bonnerworth Park, sort of showing off the new facilities, what they offered to the skateboard community, and trying to create sort of a safe space, an environment where newcomers to the sport, where people who don't know How to Skate could really get an opportunity to learn a little bit about skateboarding and to show up to see the new park, to get on board and you know, try things out. So myself and some friends, some colleagues, were at Bonnerworth Park on Saturday morning. I went, as well as former panelists, David King, who is a friend of mine and the editor-in-chief of Arthur, Trent University's radical student newspaper, and Peterborough Examiner politics reporter Sebastian Johnston-Lindsay, who is off the clock. He's on vacation this week. He was at Bonnerworth Park for recreation, as well as my boss, Rob Hailman of Trent Radio fame. You know him, you love him. We were all out there, later joined by my editor, Eddie Sweeney, to sort of sample everything that the day had to offer, watch some skate demos, and of course, pick up some burgers and hot dogs from the Peterborough East City Lions Club, who were there catering food for donation to install a new play structure at one of the city's parks. It was a really cool time. We walked over. I walked from my apartment in downtown all the way over to Bonnerworth Park. It was a lovely walk. It was a lovely day. It was like not dissimilar in weather to this. And we just kind of hung out, saw what was what. City Councilor Leslie Parnell was there, even though, as she noted to me when we spoke at the event, she said, "This isn't in my ward, but, you know, I'm still coming out," because I think it's fair to say she is a steward of parks and recreation and is really invested in seeing the city build things for young Peterborans, for children, for teenagers, and for people, you know, who are growing up in this city. And I think that's really admirable. And it was really nice to see her out and about there. There were also, you know, your usual host of suspects. I saw Clifford Skarstedt from the Peterborough Examiner, a lot of media there, but also just like a ton of families, lots of parents with small children who were on bikes or scooters or even skateboards coming out, seeing the park, making use of it. It was really heartwarming. It was really heartwarming. I myself am not a skateboarder. An ex-girlfriend tried to teach me once, and it didn't really take. I think my center of gravity is just too high because I'm 6'4", and I don't think that is always conducive to having the best coordination. People always ask if I play basketball, and the answer is no, because I am horribly uncoordinated. I simply cannot manage that in any sense. So, and that was definitely a deterrent factor, and it's a thing that also kept me from being as good at rock climbing as I would like to be. But I was there on May 17th. I was talking to, you know, just kind of seeing what's up, and I spoke to Skateboard Coalition co-chair Jeff Ricks a little bit about the event, what his group was organizing, and just kind of what was going on. So I'm going to play that story now, and I hope you enjoy. On May 1st, the new facilities at the redeveloped Bonnerworth Park officially opened for their first full summer in operation. Last year, the city of Peterborough completed work on a skate park expansion, bike pump track, and 14 pickleball courts after 2.5 years of development and legal disputes, which were largely focused on the initial plan to build 16 pickleball courts. Despite the controversy, the park opened last fall in November of 2025, though was almost immediately closed for winter, leaving this spring the first time many have gotten the opportunity to experience the new facilities. This might account for why skaters and BMX enthusiasts were out in force on Saturday, May 16th, for an event organized by the Peterborough Skate Coalition, which aimed to welcome newcomers into the sport and let old hands put the park through its paces. CFFF was at Bonnerworth Park on the morning of May 16th, and I spoke to event organizer and co-chair of the Peterborough Skate Coalition, Jeff Ricks, about the event and his group's efforts to help support skateboard culture in Peterborough.
Yeah, my name is Jeff Ricks. I'm with the Peterborough Skateboard Coalition.
All right, and tell me a bit about this event. You got a whole day booked here at the Bonnaworth Park Skate Park.
Yep.
What are you trying to do?
We're just trying to celebrate the new skate park expansion, along with, you know, the park is now finally open fully. It did open in November, but with the weather, we didn't get to fully celebrate the skate park.
Sure.
And so this is just for our community to thank the community for support. So, and just a fun day for families and kids to check out the new park. And then as the day goes on, we'll have some little giveaways and stuff like that, and some contests for those more experienced skaters. Yeah, just a fun day.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit more about the programming that you have going on today?
So we've done a little bit of learn to skate, trying out skateboarding for the first time. So we have a lot of people to thank to get us here. We got some support through Canada Skateboard, who does the Olympic training and, you know, for skateboarding in Canada, and getting some boards so that we have some of that for programming. Koi Skate School is here, and he's been doing some lessons from noon to one here. We have Koi Calver, who, you know, runs the skate school. He also has 66 Thieves, his own clothing brand and skateboard brand, and their team is here. They're going to do a little demonstration of some expert level skateboard tricks, we'll call them, right? In a little bit here, and then we're doing some other, just, we got a bunch of prizes dropping skate parks who built the skate park for the city. They were contracted by the city to build it, and they've sent a box of sweaters and t-shirts to give away. Flavor Fashions here with a booth, they're giving away some stuff too. And then the East Peterborough Lions Club's here with a fundraiser barbecue, and all their money raised is going to new playground equipment at Kawartha Heights Public School. So
incredible.
Just a fun day for the community to enjoy important public space.
And this park redevelopment has been like 2.5 years in the making. I remember in October of 2023, you were delegating to Peterborough City Council about the needs of the skateboarding community. How does this park compare to what was here before? Like, what do you think of the new facilities?
We love the new facilities. You know, it took a long time to get here. Initially, you know, we'd started this process advocating with the city and meeting with the city back during COVID 2020. They realized that the current outdoor parks were not meeting the demands of the needs, especially with COVID and people wanting to get out more outside recreation. And so it's a bit of a long process. As you mentioned, we had to advocate at City Hall. We were advocating for a new skate space, but the city came up with this, you know, great idea to expand it here, keep the skateboarding here, the pickleball courts. And I know there's been some controversy around all that, obviously, and we just tried to kind of stay clear of that. And just everyone's been really supportive of the skate park. They know the skate park's been here, the original one, for 20 years. This new skate park, it's a little bit less intimidating for beginners, but it's also, there's some technical areas where those really skilled skaters can do things where they're flipping the board in and out of tricks and getting more technical. And so there's different styles of skateboarding sometimes that can be expressed. And so this is more of what we would call a plaza style, where there's more of a feel of, like, we got the trees in the middle, a park feel. The central ledge features that are curved there, those are inspired by the lift lock tubs.
Oh,
so the,
wow,
the angles on the lift lock tubs, if you look at the metal and how those tubs are built, you have one going up, one higher than the other. So that's kind of our ode to a little secret bonus, because you don't really see it until someone points it out, right? Like,
sure,
just
yeah.
Notice you were like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, that we just wanted to, like, we like the design, but we're looking to get more spaces in Peterborough as well, so yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Well, great turnout today. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
As you can probably hear from my interview with Jeff, Bonnaworth Park was the place to be on Saturday morning. Skaters swarmed the new park features, and parents milled around watching their kids take skate lessons and eating food courtesy of the Peterborough Lions Club. In addition to one-off events such as Saturdays, the Peterborough Skate Coalition runs events and programming throughout the year, including an upcoming summer day camp from July 27th to 31st. For more information about the Skateboard Coalition and their programming, you can visit ptbo.skate on Instagram or ptboskate.com. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough. So, yeah, that was a really awesome interview. I really appreciated speaking to Jeff, and it was really cool. I didn't know until, obviously, he pointed out to me that the central feature of the new expanded part of the skate park is based on the sort of twin troughs of the lift lock. It's kind of cool, and it, especially when you got to see the more experienced skaters really, like, put that piece through its paces. You can do a lot of really interesting stuff with it, even though at first glance, like, yeah, it kind of looks super flat and super, like, it's kind of barren right now. You know, obviously it's a lot of concrete. The older part of the skate park is covered in, you know, graffiti, and also just, like, worn down, obviously, from being really well used for several years. So I expect that we're going to begin to see this part of the skate park, you know, begin to develop a sort of character, a patina of its own, if you will. But I, you know, really enjoyed going out, and it was a great time all around. But speaking of things I did this week that were really, really exciting for me personally, yesterday on Wednesday, myself and my colleagues went to Nichols Oval Park in East City for Peterborough Public Works Week's Touch a Truck event. This is where they had parked a bunch of the public works vehicle fleet from the city and from the county of Peterborough at Nichols Oval, and you were allowed to just, like, climb all over them. You could go up, you could touch them, you could get in the cabs, you could honk the horns. And, you know, this was, like, the idea being to recognize people from, like, people doing work in the public works, in the public service. But it was also just, like, a really cool time for everyone involved. So that story has actually yet to go out. You'll be able to find it on news.trentradio.ca shortly. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you an exclusive sneak preview of my Touch a Truck coverage.
Do you want to get
are we allowed to just, like, get in?
May 17th through 23rd marks National Public Works Week in the United States and Canada. In recognition of the many contributions of its public works employees, the City of Peterborough invited the public to Nichols Oval Park on Wednesday, May 20th for tree climbing demonstrations, a guided tree walk, giveaways, and Touch a Truck, where both children and broadcast journalists were given the opportunity to clamber all over heavy machinery. This is Evan Robbins, the full-time broadcast journalist for Trent Radio through the Local Journalism Initiative, and I'm here today with the whole Trent Radio and Arthur crew at
Touch a Truck!
I was honking a horn, and then David told me to stop honking a horn.
While my boss was off honking the horns of public works vehicles like they were Hot Wheels, I flagged down a few obliging members of the public works team to ask them about their job and the trucks they drove at it. First, I talked to public works
operator
Nick Angelakos. My position
is public works operator 2.
He was demonstrating some of the city's
fleet. The numbers just go from your years of service.
Right. And what does that entail?
Basically, we do all the work for the city, mainly garbage trucks, litter picking, asphalt, concrete. Basically do all the public works jobs, and they all vary from, you know, litter picking, like I said, and just asphalt and all that kind of stuff. So there's a very good variety of stuff. So I encourage anyone that is interested to apply and ask questions, and it's a great place to work. It's incredible. Everyone's very supportive, everyone's kind, and everyone works hard.
And any of the trucks that are here today, do you drive any of those?
Yep. Mainly I operate the sidewalk sweeper here. So that's usually for the spring after, you know, all the salt and the sand has gone all over the sidewalks. So we push that all onto the road, and then the sweepers come after and clean it all up.
All right. Anything else you want to add about the event today?
just thanks for everyone coming out, and we hope everyone's having a great time. We love the community. The community is very kind to us, and we hope everyone enjoys the work we do.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
The Peterborough County paramedics were also at the event, and I was able to speak to first responder Will White about the ambulance he drives.
So I'm a primary care paramedic. I basically do medical service to the county of Peterborough and take them to the hospital.
Okay. Yeah. And what does that entail beyond that?
So basically you work in a partnership, so you're working with another paramedic. So one partner will be driving, the other will be attending in the back, doing delegated medical acts and taking care of the patient. So we go respond to 911 calls, take care of a patient, bring them to the hospital if need be, and basically treat what's needed to be treated on the way.
Right. So, yeah. And so this ambulance behind you, is that an example of the kind you would drive in your day-to-day work?
So this is our day-to-day driving ambulance. This is where we use our lights, our sirens, for intense calls. And one of us will be driving in the front, one of us will be attending in the back. And then we've got our stretcher in the back and all the medical tools that we use from day to day. So anywhere from IVs to lifting tools to C-collars and slings and medications and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much.
That was perfect. By this point, I still had yet to get up close and personal with one of the vehicles myself, so I jumped at the chance to sit at the shovel controls of a twin-cabbed excavator. While I was at it, I also got to speak to our operator, Butch, a little about the vehicle I was sitting in.
This is called the Great All. We do a lot of ditching, shoulder work. It's basically another form of an excavator, is what it is.
Right, but I see this has two cabs. So do you need two people to operate this?
No. So the front cab is just your cab to get you to location. Once you get to location, you hit the remote button on that, and then you can steer and drive everything from the back cab.
I am currently inside the cab of a large automobile. It's actually not an automobile. It's a piece of heavy industrial equipment. For the record, I'm extremely lucid and sober right now, and there is a massive, massive shovel in front of me. It is like, this is one of the most cool experiences I have had in my entire life. I want to touch everything. But there is a warning in front of me that says, warning, pinch point, could crush or cut, keep clear. So I am keeping clear. Warning, failure to comply could result in death or serious injury. Operator must be trained and must read and understand operator safety manuals and lift charts. However, local radio personalities were not the only ones out in force on Wednesday. Two busfuls of student field trippers were also at Nichols Oval for the National Public Works Day events. Given the circumstances, there was only one thing to ask them. Which truck was the one that stole the show for them? All right, hey, what's your name?
My name is Mackenzie.
And Mackenzie, you're at Touch a Truck today.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite truck you've seen so far?
Not entirely sure. I think it's one of the ones over there. The red one.
The tractor with the...
That.
The weird forestry attachment?
Yeah.
Do you want to be on the radio?
Sure.
All right. What's your name?
Gina.
And Gina, what's your favorite truck that you've seen so far today?
Probably the paramedic car.
Yeah, the ambulance is awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good one. For the younger kids, there was also more than just trucks on offer. Greenup had set up a push bike track around the Nichols Oval Loop to get young Peterburns more interested in active transportation. I spoke to GreenUp's Education and Active Transport Program Manager, Ashley Bernie Seeds, about the initiative.
So GreenUp is here with our Active Transportation team. We like to encourage kids and families to bike wherever possible, not only because it's fun, because it's better for the environment. So we're here with our little bike playground and some balance bikes for people to borrow for kids to maybe explore biking for the first time ever.
Oh, that's incredible.
We are also here to tell people about our Let's Bike pop-up event happening at the YMCA June 9th from 3:30 to 7. We'll have a full bike playground, We'll have a full bike playground, free bike checks, helmet checks, and fun bike games for people to do. It's totally free, and we invite kids and families to meet us there.
Having seen and done most, if not all, of what Public Works Week programming had to offer, I bade Nichols Oval farewell with some cool pictures, lots of audio of idling machinery, and not least, memories to last a lifetime. Public Works Week continues until May 23rd, 2026. You can follow along on the City of Peterborough's Instagram account as they spotlight a different facet of public works every day. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough. So, I mean, we had a couple of technical difficulties there, obviously. I guess I didn't realize that was the rough cut that I played by accident. But not to worry, not to worry in the slightest. I think it gives you at least a good idea of what it was like on Wednesday. You can hear a lot of honking in the background. They didn't disable the horns of any of the vehicles, so you could just wail on them, which I did not do because I am a good girl. I do think this is like, it is like an obeisance, like an authority, a measure of your your serviliness, whether or not you, when presented with the opportunity to do something that is like kind of socially taboo most of the time, you will just jump at that opportunity to do it. I didn't because I'm boring, but my boss Rob Hillman did very much so that was funny. Otherwise, yeah, I'm really excited to get that story up, mostly because there's a picture of me in the Great All excavator that I think is going to be the front cover. So that's going to be really cool. And it's always just really fun, in my opinion, to do stories such as these, stories that I think a lot of people might not. I don't know. When you think of news, you tend to think of things that are more hard-hitting, more immediate, more honestly like time-sensitive or political or so on and so forth, intensive, both emotionally, politically, whatever, informationally. And it's not that I don't do those things. I just got off a very enlightening phone call earlier today with Tarek Eladrisi, Trent University's VP of Finance and Administration, about the Trent University budget this year. But I really like stories like this for the opportunity they provide to just kind of have fun with it and talk about things I enjoy. At any rate, you have been listening to Switchboard, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. I am here every Thursday at 5 p.m. And always online at news.trentradio.ca. We run a repeat of this on Sunday. I am not entirely sure of the time off the top of my head. You should consult the Trent Radio schedule, or I guess just listen to the radio and hope for the best. My name is Evan Robbins. I am the full-time broadcast journalist at Trent Radio through the Local Journalism Initiative. If you want to find more of my stuff, you know where to find me. And next week, we will be back, hopefully with a guest in studio to do an interview. Until that time, thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you all have a very great day.